Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome this evening to A Word with Ms. Worth It. Yes, we are going to talk about love on today. We're discussing exactly how we utilize the word love, L-O-V-E. So today, we're going to discuss it in the manner of day-to-day challenges and a possible resolve from a sort of a spiritual perspective, but doesn't necessarily have to be so. And how we take that word and we use it so very lightly without any regard to how it impacts the individual that you're telling it to. Because this word is really, it's a word that should be shown more than it's just told. So, with that being said, welcome again to Ms. Worth It and A Word. And the word is love. So I greet you this evening, letting you know that love is such a divine word. It's a word that can make your heart pump when you hear it. It's a word that can sort of make you cry sometimes. It just really depends on how you look at it. And so when we talk about the word love, we know that from a spiritual perspective, for those who may believe in a higher being, that we're supposed to love everyone. And the love that we have for one another should give you a feeling of a warm personal attachment to each other, a real deep affection to one another. And so that can be with your parents, with your siblings, or either a friend. But also, the word love can be displayed through a relationship of sexual passion or desire, whether you're a male or a female. Love is a variety of different feelings. According to which, it's just a variety of feelings. Attitude that can come from your interpersonal affection. You know, I love my mother, I love my father, I love my children. Or to pleasure. You know, I love the roast beef last night. You know, I love the chocolate or whatever. But also, there's that agape love, where in a spiritual perspective, that is how we should love deeply. And so let's just ponder a minute about love in the perspective of when someone tells you that they love you. So you have a friend, and it could be a female friend. It doesn't have to be a male friend. But they always say they love you, but yet in your mind, you don't understand what that really means because they never spend time with you. They never show you love. But people will do that. They will tell you that all the time. And then they never show it. So I ask some of you, would you say that love is a word to only be told to someone, or is it a word that should be shown to another? And if you would like to call in, I would love to hear from you. Dial 516-595-8103. And you can speak out tonight with a word with Ms. Worthit on love. So when I think about that, and I have people, they say that all the time. Oh, I love you. I love you so much. But that's all they say is they love me. But I always wonder, like, if you truly love me, why don't we have a relationship? And I'm talking about just a person, any person, not just a male in a passionate relationship. But that can be considered the love that Christ desires us to have. And agape love is unique and is distinguished by the nature and the character. So when we think about agape love, we know that God is love. So there are several kinds of love that's mentioned in the Bible. And we're going to discuss those tonight. But let's go ahead and talk about agape love. First of all, we know that it's a Greek word. At its ultimate, for the word love, it's not like a brotherly love or a love between a husband and a wife. It's the most self-sacrificing love that there is, which is the type of love, this type of love, is the love that God has for his own children. So, for those who believe in Jesus Christ, believe in God, this is the type of love that was displayed on the cross when Jesus died for all mankind. So, according to the Bible, in John 3:16, it says, God so loved, which is agape, agapeo, the word that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So this is the type of love that a father loves, that the father, for those who believe, loves his children enough to let his son die for us, that we may take it up and have life again. Okay, so that's agape love. So even with agape love, there's still action being shown. Because when we look at agape love used for the spiritual sense, biblically sent, it said that he loved so much that he sent his son to die for us. So there was still some action. Zach, can you hear me? Now, for those of you who are biblical, knowledgeable, and scriptural sound, there are some scriptures that go with that to show agape love. John 4:8 says, anyone who does not love agape does not know God, because God is love, which is agape. Romans 5:5, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love, which is agape, has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. So there it is. For those who believe in God, Christ Jesus, agape love is the type of love that allow you to allow your son to die or give up. And it's more in a deeper spiritual sense, because agape is the kind of love that is not of human origin. But let's move on to the next kind of love, so we can get deep into really what we're here to discuss, which is how the word love is used so loosely without regard to the impact it has on individuals. So let's check out the next type of love, which is philia, P-H-I-L-E-O, for those who, if I'm saying it incorrectly. The first love is called philia. This love is the first love, philia. Love, and that is the love that the city of Philadelphia was named after, brotherly love. So this type of love is that friends, the type that friends have for each other. It can also be between brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and other family members, but it is mostly used or frequently associated with a deep, close friendship. So like two best friends. So this is good, because when this is the type of love that friends should have for one another. So, when you think about spiritually, this was the type of love, if you are spiritually inclined, that King David and Jonathan, King Saul's son, had. So it should be the type of love that exists between friends, church members, whomever. Not a passionate. It's not passion. That passion, like between a husband and a wife. So, this word is brotherly love. So, biblically, there was, where Peter, if you're biblically sound, Peter in John 20:15, he told Jesus, when he was asked whether he loved him, he was kind of caught off guard. And, you know, he said, yes, you know that I love you. But see, the word Peter was referring to was brotherly love. But the word Jesus was referring to, in my opinion, and most, was agape love. Okay? So, agape love, deeper, spiritual. Brotherly love should be something that's between friends, the type of love that one friend has for another that allows them to care about them and be kind to them. Okay, so now let's check out another one before we get deeper. That one would be Eros love, or Eros, E-R-O-S, in case I am pronouncing it incorrectly. That type of love, Eros, is what is called in the Greek Eros, which is a love that is about sex. I bet a lot of y'all know what that type of love is, right? You should call in and tell me about it. 516-595-8103. While we're live. So Eros, you can probably see that is the root word for erotic. So it's not used in, for those who are spiritual, it's not used in the biblical sense in the New Testament. But that type of love is what occurred between a man and a woman. Not sinful. There's nothing sinful about the Eros love. As long as it is within the confinement of marriage, if you are spiritual and you believe biblically, okay? So that is the type of sexual passion, you know, sexual love. Okay, so then the last one is Sturgeon love. And a lot of times people never know what this one is. They haven't heard about that. But this type of love is exhibited without even knowing about it. This is the kind of love that a sister and a brother for one another, and the kind that they have for their siblings. And like filial, it is not a passionate love, but one that has strong feelings between family members. So therefore, it can include the love of a parent, a brother, sister, aunt, uncle, whoever. This love is one that most people have in the world in family relationships. So we've covered four types of love. Filial, which is a love between friends. Eros, which is a sexual passionate love. Sturgeon, which is love between family. And then agape, which is the ultimate love, but is not a human type of love. So it's deeper, it's more spiritual. Okay? But all of these loves show some type of affection, and it shows, it has some type of reaction to it. So I want you to ponder that for a moment while we take a break, a short break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss why we use the word so loosely, but there is no action behind it. So if you have any questions or any comments, please call in. Let's chat about it. Love, 516-595-8103. All right, we're back with A Word with Miss Worth It, and we're talking about love tonight. So glad to have you back, and we're going to jump right back into it. As we took before the break, we were discussing the types of love, and I hope you all remember. We talked about agape and filio and what was the other one? See, I forgot. Oh, my goodness. And we don't need to be forgetting. Oh, filio is the one that we left off while we was deep, getting deeper into. And then we talked about eros and sturgeon. So there are four types of love that we were discussing. And before we went off the air, I was informing you that to think on those, because when we come back, we want to discuss how that word is used so lightly. Okay? So, when we talk about the friendship love, which is filial, that's the type of love that friends have. And so, I don't know about you, but I realize that I do have friends who use that word like so lightly. Now, I'm glad that they love me. But however, I often wonder, like, you use the word, but I really don't see any action behind it that really means that you love me. Like, they'll say it, we never hang out. Oh, I love you so much. I don't know. To me, it just seemed like it has become a word that you just use. Almost like it's something to be mannerable. And I don't think that's what it's supposed to be. Actually, I know that's not what it's supposed to be. Now, if we talk about from a biblical sense, and biblically, the Bible talks about how God shows us how he loves us all the time. And then also it states that if you love him, you'll love one another. So if he shows us how he loves us, why is it we can't show each other that we love one another, but we just say it? So, friends, how would you say you show love to each other? Because saying it, that's not showing it. That's you just speaking, I love you. And like I said, it becomes just a word that you just say, like, to be mannerable. So let's take a look at a couple of ways that you can show your friends you love them. So one of the ways is being loyal. Being loyal is really big, especially in friendship, because you have a lot of friendships that have broken up because people feel like their friends weren't loyal to them. Stick up for your friends whenever you can, when they're right. Back them up. You know, be on their side. Even if, you know, they may not be wrong, you don't have to tear them down right then and there. You can, you know, be like, I understand. Maybe you understand how they feel, but does that mean that they're right? But you can still stand by their side until you two can come together and really chat about it. Being loyal. Another way to show your friend that you love him or her, we're talking about just friends, which is the filio,
just being there, listening sometimes, is really a perfect way to be a good friend. Because sometimes your friend may be hurt or just angry, upset, and they may not want your advice. They just want to vent. They just need you to listen to them, which allows them to see, allows you to show, you know, appreciation and for them to see that. We all need someone to listen to every now and again. And knowing that there is always this person, this friend, this close friend that you know will listen to you, that is very, very comforting. So when your friend has a problem, you may not even be able to help them or to solve the problem. But at least if you be an ear to listen, that can help right there. How do you treat your friends? Every now and again, you should show a gesture of love to your friend. That can mean, let's go to lunch, you pay. Let's have a drink, you pay. Let's go to the movie, you pay. Or what about on their birthday, making sure you give them something that is something you know they would love, not a gift card. Because to me, that is like such an easy way to get out of putting your personal feelings into it. But when you take the time to know your friend, you'll come to know this person as a friend, then you know some of the things that they may like. So treating them is a good way to show your friend you love them. Being trustworthy. So that means that you just don't let your friend down. Just decide you schedule something with your friend and you just don't show and don't explain. Friendships are built on trust. And actually, without it, it's very difficult for the relationship to even survive. So if your friend tells you a secret, they expect for you to keep it. Those who don't know how to keep water on your stomach, then you don't know how to have a true friend. So stay trustworthy. Send them a card every now and again. I know that today we are out of paper and pen. We don't write. We don't do all that. But what about a text message? What about sending a video, a Glide, or a Skype, or something, Skyping them? You know, just to say, hey, I was thinking about you, girl. You know, wanted to see how you was doing. Now, don't let that be your only form of showing your friend you care. Because that's what some people do. They think, well, I send a text, hey, how you doing? I called, oh, what's up? But that's it. You got to do a little bit more than that. What about, you know, trying to create something with them? Create time where you guys can come together and just really just be there for one another. Just sitting maybe and socializing, catching up, talking about your family, their family, what y'all been doing, you know, staying abreast of each other's personal life, what's going on in your life. So those are some great ways to show your friend that you love them. Some other ways are to encourage your friend. You know, we talked about listening, not giving your opinion, but sometimes you need to encourage your friend. Sometimes they, you know, just not up for whatever. And all it takes is for you to get there and support them and encourage them. And that can change a lot. I think that is really a big one, because a lot of times we don't show each other how much we really care and support each other. So that's friendship. So let's talk about, I won't stay there for just a minute, because I think that's the one I'm kind of having a little problem with, to be honest. So I wish that you would think about it and call in if you can, 516-595-8103. And tell me, what do you have any friends that all they do is say they love you, but some of the ways that I said they could show you they never do. But also, are you that friend that don't do that? Yeah. We got to make sure we're a good friend as well. You want someone to be a friend, you need to be a good friend. So, I have been having that problem because I have some friends that I consider friends, and I really do believe that they love me. But however, they really don't take any time to show me. And then I've gotten to the point now that I'm like, I'm tired of showing. I'm tired of going the extra mile. So then I quit. So it's like a lose-lose situation. I think what I'm going to do, but I don't know. I want to be the one to continue. But at some point, don't you feel like you need the action to be given to you? Like at some point, you want to be appreciated. You want to be treated like a friend. Now, I'm not saying that's all my friends, because I do have friends that we show each other we love each other. We think about each other. I have a friend, every time she go on a trip, no matter where she go, she always bring me something back. And it's not that it's major stuff. It could be something small. But the fact is, she thought, and it's not that she said, oh, let me just bring my friend something. Oh, let me bring this person. No, it's that she will be out and she'll think about, oh, my goodness, my girl will really like this. Oh, my goodness, she will crack up if I got this. So it's like she knows what I like. She knows the things that make me smile or whatever. And so that's what draws her to bringing something the majority of the time. I won't say every time, but the majority of the time. So, I believe that friends have to do better of showing each other they love them and stop using that word so loosely. All right, so let's talk about eros. The love between spouses. Well, in this day and time, you know, a lot of people aren't married, but they're in love, and, you know, we're not going there, but whatever. So you love the person you with. The opposite sex or same sex or relationship, I'm just going to say intimate relationship. How do you show, or what are some ways to show that person you love them? Now, it's a lot of ways. I was doing some research, and I found there's 100 ways you could show your husband or your wife you love them. Now, most times I hear married women talk about, well, when I was married, same thing. Well, no, I really can't say that. But not a lot, but sometimes I hear married women talking about, to them, the only way their husband thinks he can show love is through romance. But a husband may think it's romance and a wife may think it's something else, or vice versa. But romance is important. But here are a couple of ways that you can show your spouse that you love them. One, you can give them praise for something they've done or just being who they are. And you could do that, especially like in front of your kids, so they can see the affection and the love that y'all show one to another. You can also greet your husband or your wife, sometimes like at the door when they get home from work. Kind of stop what you're doing. Go and kiss them, you know, hug them. I love you. Oh, how was your day? I missed you, you know. And, you know, some people, I've heard ladies, and I'm sorry, ladies, if you think I'm picking on you, but I'm not. I've heard ladies be talking about, yeah, he's talking about he missed me. He just saw me this morning. But that don't mean that they can't miss you, miss your jokes, miss just your presence, you know. Make your spouse some coffee or tea, whatever they like in the morning. A back rub. Brag on them to your friends. sometimes even when they can hear it, you know, on the slip. You have to show you love one another, because eventually people start saying the love is gone. We just going through the motions. You'll find yourself getting up, doing the same old thing, getting the kids ready or whatever, going here, going there. And you'll get, I love you, babe. I love you, hon. You're out the door. That's not what we're looking for. That's not what you should want. You have to keep the love alive. You have to keep the relationship alive. And you should do that by being affectionate to one another, kind to one another, being a good listener. Don't overtalk. Show interest in each other's values, what's important. You know, allow your husband or your wife to teach you some things without you getting defensive. Learn. Take each other out. You know, find ways to help each other. Be partners. Don't just say you love, but you're passing each other in the wind and you're going by the schedule. I go to work, she go to work. I go to work, he go to work. She pick up the kids, I pick up the boys, I take the boys here. We do this, we get home, we wash up, we eat dinner, we go to bed. And then, oh my goodness, don't even get into the couples that then you're like, I'm so tired with the kids. I'm so tired of this. So now you're talking about ain't nobody having sex every night. Your spouse supposed to be first, and intimacy should be majorly important. But you have to agree on that, and whatever you agree should work for you. But if you're going through this routine, it's easy to fall out of that behavior. It's easy to not want to be intimate and make love. It is. Because you got this schedule. Your life has become a schedule now. It's a duty. And you don't want that, because that is not going to allow love to be shown. When you feel you must correct each other, be gentle about it, especially when you're talking about that intimate part, about the sexual part. You want to bring that, but you want to be kind and gentle about it when you have that conversation. But the other person don't need to be so angry all the time and so quick to get upset and quick to get offended. Let go of the small stuff. Oh, my goodness. We get so annoyed with each other over some of the littlest things, the smallest things. Yes, we all have annoying habits. That's true. And preferences that are, like, really, really different from our spouse or, you know, whoever. However, you do not have to get uptight about the small stuff. Excuse me. Love is not painful. Love is not angry. Love is not pressure. Love is kind. It's gentle. It's compassionate. It's helpful. You know, when your mate is not feeling good or just had a long day and you could see the exhaustion on them, help them out. Sometimes, you know, share the responsibility, even though you may think it's not yours. Share it anyway. Hey, this is big, you guys. Don't be embarrassing each other out in public. Or don't embarrass each other when you're right there with each other just being rude. Don't do that. That's not a way to show love. Love doesn't attack and just tear down. Love builds up. Now, I'm not saying love don't correct, because we love our children, but we got to correct them a lot, especially when they're babies, when they're young, toddlers. We're always correcting them. But you don't just badger. You don't be harsh with your correction. And when you're talking to one another, try looking at each other. Smile. Don't be so defensive that you already frowned up because I already know what she's going to say. You know, you have to learn to be partners in this thing when it comes to relationships. You have to be a good listener. You have to be a supporter. You have to be a friend. You have to be a partner. You have to be caring and really just polite and courteous to one another. Be mannerable to one another. Don't just say that word and don't show it. Surprise your spouse, your mate, every now and again. Bring them a card. Bring them a flower. Bring them lunch. I mean, find something to do that will be surprising. Don't allow yourself to, you know, get into a ritual where they know exactly how it's going to be. Be spontaneous sometimes. And be involved with each other and with your family. If you have children, both of you be involved. A lot of times the male, the father, the husband is working a lot more, or it can be the opposite, especially in these days time where mom is putting in 80 hours a week. And it's draining, and then the other partner is the one who's putting in most of the time with the children. You have to make it work. You have to be organized. You have to have your schedule where you know that if you're spiritual, if you believe in a higher being, that God is first to you, and then your husband and your children. You cannot let work and pleasure come before your family, because then you run into, I love you, but you're never there. And the kids know, they can tell that something, you know, they start feeling unloved. And then we wonder why our spouses start spending time other places. Not saying that they give him or her the leeway to have an affair or to cheat or to walk away. But you wonder why they get caught up in playing the game all day long, because they get tired of being rejected. Or you wonder why she's at the mall all the time, because you're tired of being rejected. You cannot reject your partner. It will not work for a long-lasting love relationship. So don't just use the word. Show action with the word. That is, whether you're in a relationship, intimate relationship, whether you're in a friendship, whether you're a parent, or you're in a, or it's with your friend, your family. No matter filial love, eros, sturgeon, or agape love, it is not just to be said. From a spiritual perspective, God shows us he loves us for those who believe in God. So if his love comes with action, then our love should show, have action too, whether it's for your child, your spouse, boyfriend, best friend, whoever, even your coworker. You say you really love your coworker, then show it. Let's stop using that word loosely, just to be a part of the common mannerism, like when we say, excuse me, oh, God bless you, oh, I love you, love you, love you, boo, talk to you later, I miss you so much, I love you so much, but I ain't seen you in a million years. Come on, guys. And I really believe some people really do love one another, but you still need to show it, because the other person needs to feel it, not just hear it. It needs to be where I know when I'm not around that you've shown me so much love, that the presence of your love is even still with me. In today's society, in 2015, our world is in a mess. And we need to start showing love. Yes, there's a lot that we do that we don't like about each other. Shoot, sometimes I don't even like myself. But just because I don't like my actions does not mean I don't love myself. So we have to learn that we can dislike a person's actions, what they're doing or their habits or something they did, but we need to learn to still love them because, see, if we love them, then we want to help them to get back on track. We love our kids, though they mess up. We punish them, and then we discuss and help them to get back on track. That's love. So I come to you tonight with a word on love. Let's stop just throwing the word out there. But let's remember that we should be regarding the fact that what we say about love should impact the other individual because of the what we show them about love. Because when the word is not supported by the action, eventually it causes a trigger effect. And the individual that you continually say that to but don't show that will begin to distance themselves from you. They will begin to spend their time elsewhere and ignore the fact that you said you love them because you didn't show them. They probably even listen to it and then, you know, it will aggravate them. I'm telling you from a personal experience. I have said, you know what, I'm really so sick of somebody telling me they love me but don't show me. So let's make a transition. Let's make a pact to promise to show love more and more every step of the way. Every day, throughout the day, show love to your family, to your spouses, your mates, to your friends. Take the initiative to start showing love. Be considerate about other people's feelings. You know, stop being about yourself. Because if we get out of ourselves and start putting other people before us, start helping and start caring about other people, then our love will flow. But we're so caught up in our own self-centeredness that we forget to be kind and loving to one another. To just kiss, you know, that's another one. And I'm so glad. I tell you what, my granddaughter just walked up to me and kissed me on my cheek. That is such a wonderful way to show you love because, you know, good and well, if you don't love somebody, you don't want to kiss them, you don't want to handshake them, you don't want to do nothing. And that is something that even women, we have to learn to accept. Because a lot of women don't want to have the affection shown to them, especially in public. But to show your love is not, it should never be embarrassing. And I am so thankful that my children, especially my sons, never had a problem giving me a hug or a kiss. And my grandkids. And I don't have to initiate it. So I leave you with this tonight. And I hope that you will allow yourself to really think about how you can be more loving to your spouse, your children, or just your family members and your friends. I want you to really take it to heart and promise yourself that you want to show love. You don't want to just say it. You want to display it. You want to impact the person so much by showing them you love them that it causes them to do the same. A relationship is a connection between two individuals. When two people fall in love, it has become a loving relationship. The relationship has moved from two people simply in contact with each other to two people who can't get enough of each other. A loving relationship may build slowly like a train coming in the distance until when it gets to you, it emits a deep, deafening roar. Or you may be two people totally oblivious to the relationship that is developing when suddenly you are hit with the realization that you have fallen in love. People are complex, and love develops in different ways. However, you must grasp the love, and you need to grasp it today. Here's a poem by Rhonda J.P. While walking today as I normally do, I turned around and your face came into view. My heart beating fast just took my breath away, totally speechless with nothing to say. I remember things that were spoken the day we said goodbye and how bad I felt when I saw you cry. Just then, someone took you by the hand. It seemed that you were happy and life has treated you grand. So with one more glance at your beautiful face, I knew that someone else had taken my place. So memories of you will in my heart forever stay. And I am so thankful I saw you again today. I don't want to be the person to have to read that poem after someone has left my life because I just wasn't showing them I love them. I was just telling them I love them. This is Miss Worth It and a word on love. I hope you have enjoyed this segment, and I hope you'll join me next week on our topic about friendship and how we should cherish and develop our friendship. A Word with Miss Worth It is a show about day-to-day challenges and day-to-day things that we face and a possible resolve from even a spiritual perspective. I have enjoyed my time with you, and I hope you will check us out with Miss Worth It Speaks on Sunday from 6 to 8. And continue to chime in because we have other shows that will be coming. If you have suggestions, please send your suggestions to ZORAHEINC@gmail.com and let us know what topics you would like us to speak on. This has been A Word with Miss Worth It. Have a good night.